Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." Peter didn't understand forgiveness. He thought he should follow the prescribed tradition and forgive someone only seven times. Jesus corrected him by explaining forgiveness had to be more than that. Forgiveness is not something which is counted or numbered. Neither do conditions apply which must be met before it can be offered. Nor should someone have to manifest a sufficient degree of sorrow before they can be forgiven. Forgiveness can only be understood by looking at the way Jesus has forgiven me. Every time I come to Jesus' cross, it is with a heavy heart and the burden of guilt weighing me down. I know I have sinned, and I know the sentence with which God punishes the sinner. My only hope is to plead for mercy. In an amazing display of love, Jesus never turns me away, nor does he ever tell me I have exceeded my limit of forgiveness. Neither does he demand to see some positive improvements before he can assure me my sins are removed. I come with filthy hands, a blackened heart, and a desperate plea for mercy, and Jesus purifies me from all my sins. It sets my heart soaring to know I can stand before him, deserving only judgment, but receiving only mercy. It is the way Jesus deals with me which motivates me to deal with others in the same way. Certainly my sin-weakened flesh will make me reluctant to forgive someone. The world will try to convince me I need proof of genuine sincerity. Even the devil will prompt me to withhold forgiveness unless the person is completely humiliated. But this is not how Jesus dealt with me. His undeserved love, his never-failing compassion, his dearest desire for my rescue invites me to come just as I am. It is this grace, secured by his precious work, which assures me I am forgiven. What a blessing this is for me, and what a comfort for those around me. I can respond with the same compassion, mercy, and love toward others with which Jesus dealt with me. This is why I need to pray daily and sincerely, "Lord, make me forgiving as you have forgiven me." O precious Savior, not only do I need your forgiveness to comfort my aching heart, I need your forgiveness to forgive those who sin against me. Fill me with your love. Strengthen me through your death and resurrection. Make me forgiving just as I have been forgiven. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.